It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News.
Como News.
Welcome to Inside Out, the show that helps you create the coolest kitchen, reveal the most beautiful bathroom, and rock the rec room. Whether you do it yourself or prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. Now, Inside Out with Tammy Michaels continues on Como News.
I am Tammy Michaels, and I love my job. We are talking about home improvement from an interior designer's perspective. And I'd like to talk about a few things that have to do with back to basics this time of year. This is the time of year that folks start all sorts of home improvement.
Yeah, with this weather the way it is.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I kind of out loud said, thank you, Al Gore, the other day.
For global warming, right?
In a snarky, sarcastic kind of way. We didn't have the winter that I, don't always fare so well in, and the sunshine and getting outside. But it is really a cause for folks to take a good look outside their homes and inside their homes and think hard about what they're doing on behalf of home improvement, interior designs, repair projects. And this is the time. So one of the very first things that I'm going to tell you is, if you are an individual that is looking at getting the exterior of your home painted this year, and you are quite possibly looking at hiring a painting contractor, book it now. I mean, right now. What I want you to do is, while you're sitting in front of your computer, of course, listening to Como News Radio on your speakers, you want to do a Google search for the painters that could potentially give you bids. And here's why. We will get another month in, and you will not be able to hire a qualified painter for most of the summer. They're going to get booked up.
Yeah.
And there's a couple of reasons why. The building industry has come back in spades. The problem is that in 2009, when the building industry took a dip, a lot of the contractors, subcontractors, manufacturers, they had to cut back on their employees, their staffs. And we've really seen it in manufacturing. And I'll tell you a little bit about that also, because it's created some headaches for me personally on my end of it. Mm-hmm. As a designer. And they're just things I can't control. But right now, if you know that this summer you are going to want to get your house painted, start getting those bids. Here's the other thing that is going to happen. And I promise you, it's supply and demand. So you get into the nice days of June, July, and you thought, I thought I was going to paint my own house this summer, and now I'm not. If you are in mid-July trying to get your house painted, guess what? You're not only not going to be able to find a painter, if you do find one, the prices are going to be through the roof.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, it's just going to go through the roof because it's supply and demand.
It was a couple years ago, we were calling painters, and I couldn't even get them to call me back.
No. That's it. You waited too long.
That was it. Okay.
Nice weather.
Now I get it.
They're not going to call you. They're completely booked.
They're just working.
They're working. They're booked for their season. So right now, if you are considering hiring a painting exterior contractor, you want to get on that phone. And how do you come up with a list of names of people that are good painting contractors? Well, what I recommend you do is call some of the good painting stores, local stores, like Ben Moore or Miller, and ask them for a list of painting contractors. The reason is because the Ben Moores and the Millers and even the Sherwin-Williams, they will give you a list of painters that buy paint from them and pay their bills. Here's another little consumer tip. When you're getting these painting bids from your painting contractors, ask them to give you a line item bid on the materials. You, the homeowner, want to make sure they're not using a builder-grade paint on your house. So in other words, when they're bidding on your job this time of year, it's a really important tip. You need to really listen to this. Make sure, because Sherwin-Williams, Ben Moore, and Miller, they have builder-grade paints too. But then they have a step up from that and two steps up from that. So you want to make sure that they're not using the lowest grade paint to get your job, because good painting contractors use builder grade paint too, because they compete for the job and they want the job.
Yeah.
So by having all of the painting contractors take the paint out, and then you specify, I want a better than builder grade paint, then you can clearly see. And, you know, painters have their own reasons why a lot of them like Sherwin-Williams, why a lot of them like Benmore, why a lot of them like Miller. And, you know, have them make the argument why, and then have them come back and give you the bid so you can see and you can do some research. You can also specify what kind of paint you want. They may charge you a little bit more for labor to go with that specific type of paint, and they may have a reason why, because it doesn't flow as readily through their machines or, you know, something like that.
Right.
But those are the questions you want to ask, and you want to ask now, because otherwise you're just going to be out of it. I mean, seriously. Same thing with roofing contractors. This is the time of year that you want to take a look. You knew this was your season, that you were going to look at hiring someone to roof the exterior of your house. And now, you know.
I once had a roof done. It was in fall. And this was, we lived in Spokane, and there was a giant rainstorm while our entire roof was torn off.
They, you know, roofers roof.
They covered it, though, in plastic.
I know. I was going to say, roofers have the ability to roof 12 months out of the year.
Yeah, but there was,
they
I
do.
Was like, oh, no, it's going to rain.
Yeah, no, they do.
There's no good, roof on our
good
house.
Good roofers yeah. roof in all the months out of the year. But they're the busiest this time of year. And it's preferable for many different reasons.
It's dry.
And expensive sometimes, depending on your home and the slope of your home. And you, but you will, it will behoove you to get your roofing contractor and your painting contractor, get those bids in now, get them bid now, and you will be glad that you've taken this opportunity to get these bids in an expeditious manner now that it is spring.
All right, and you can call in and talk to Tammy, 421-1000, toll-free. It's 1-877-397-5666. 1-877-397-5666. KOMO, Tammy Michaels, Inside Out.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, South Center, and Tacoma. BassettFurniture.com.
Sound Kitchen and Bath is not just another kitchen and bathroom dealership. No, custom manufacturers, you bet, can make anything that the imagination can dream up. Countertops? Quartz? Yes. Granite? Yes. Marble, onyx? Absolutely. Glass. Glass countertops. Mm-hmm. Beautiful materials that you can't find at a box store. You just can't. Unusual sizes? No problem. Not only that, you can pull up all your pictures from Houzz and Pinterest and show them off. Because guess what? We can match anything and everything. If you can imagine it, Sound Kitchen and Bath can build it. Sound Kitchen and Bath, I believed in this company so very much, I invested my own money in Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy in Federal Way.
Stop the pain.
Sometimes it's all you can think about.
I just want it to stop.
You've been to your doctor.
I'm always in the doctor's office.
You've tried pain medicines.
I've tried everything.
You just want to stop the pain.
I just want my life back.
Key Compounding Pharmacy in Federal Way understands. People respond differently to pain medicines. We can work with you and your doctor to customize pain medications into a single dosage form or suggest deep-reaching creams or gels to address muscle, joint, or nerve pain. Call Key Compounding Pharmacy at 206-878-3900. That's 878-3900. Visit at 530 South 336th Street in Federal Way and online at keycompounding.com.
Como News Time, 11:14, and AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the 4s. Judith Larson.
I thought it was going too smoothly, Art. Got a brand new crash southbound 5 as you approach Mercer. Now, don't forget, we were already bunched up there because we have that ramp all bunched up because of all the people going to Comic-Con. That's at the convention center. But now we have a new crash, and it looks to me, again, we're talking about South 5 approaching Mercer, at least the right center lane is blocked, maybe two lanes, and boy, are we stacking up fast. North 5, we've got a traffic jam from Albro all the way up to the 520 bridge, and South 405, stop and go between the two bridges from 520 to I-90. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Thanks, Judith. And today, partly sunny, highs in the low 60s. Right now, we're at 58 degrees.
Como News. Flooring, wall colors, furniture accessories, she's got you covered. This is Inside Out with Tammy Michaels.
Let's give out our phone numbers because our phone lines are lighting up.
Yep, we're at 421-1000, toll free, 1-877-397-5666.
All right, Barbara in Marysville, you've got a fantastic dynamic question. How can I help you?
Okay, we're doing some real remodeling in our home, and it would entail two bathrooms and flooring, new flooring, and some odds and ends of things.
Sure. So what's your question?
My question is how do I go about finding people to do this and to get bids from them?
Okay.
I live on Camano Island, actually.
Okay. All right. Well, here's what I'm going to recommend you do. Is on Camano Island, there are, I can't speak for what the name of it is, but there are always small local hardware stores and lumber yards. In the closest vicinity, even a ferry ride away, via phone, you don't have to go to the lumber yards. You don't have to go to the real, and I'm talking real hardware stores. The ones that sell solid wing nuts and the ones who sell tools, power tools. And what you want to do is you want to ask for a list of contractors, especially lumber yards, that they pay their bills. And the reason why this matters is it's very telling when a lumber yard has a 20-year relationship with a contractor and asks for a manager at the lumber yard in that region. And what they will tell you is they will give you names of individuals that pay their bills. A guy or a woman contractor who has been in business for over a decade and has kept solid accounts, especially through the decline, and they're still in business, that's very telling. That's a good way to start.
Mm. And they're honest, too.
And yeah. That, you know, because they've paid their bills. That means they understood business finances. And so that's how I would find one, is that way. Yelp, Angie's List, I'm not really a fan. And don't even get me started why. It doesn't really matter. Let's go to Richard.
Richard, okay, there he is.
Hi, Richard, how can I help you?
Hey, how are you? Hey,
I'm very good.
I'm ready to get my house painted this spring. I had a couple of bids, and one of the painters was offering a lifetime paint. You never have to paint your house again.
Yes.
Is there such a paint?
There is such a paint. There are several of them. Here's what I'm going to tell you about them. They oxidize. So I had a red sports car once upon a time, and all of a sudden I looked at my car and it looked dull and odd, and, you know, sure, you could detail it, put a coat of Carnauba wax on it, but the paint really oxidized. And that is what the feedback is. Now, here's what I would tell you is if you're considering the paint and there are naysayers about it and it really has to do with the application, in order to get the lifetime warranty guarantee on the paint, it has to be applied by an individual contractor who has been certified and trained by that paint company. And in order to get the lifetime warranty guarantee, read the fine print, it has to be applied completely accurately to the dot the I's, cross the T's manner, which is almost impossible. And so what can happen is when your paint fails, if it fails, they're going to send out an expert, which don't get me started about experts, and who I, yeah, let me pay someone a bunch of money to just tell you the, all the reasons why this is wrong. So an expert's going to come out and tell you, well, they didn't do X, Y, and Z, which they should have. And the list is endless. So here's my recommendation. The paint's expensive. It's my understanding, paint experts, that it oxidizes. How do I feel about it? Well, how long are you going to live in the house? Will they apply the paint in the manner that is prescribed by the paint company that manufactures the lifetime paint? And will they sign off that they did? That's the operative word. I painted this according to the manufacturer's required installation application instructions. And I, the contractor, am going to stand by my work. So you almost have to have a double a double warranty guarantee so that you know, someone's going to show up physically and stand behind the warranty, the manufacturer's warranty and guarantee. Does that make sense?
Yes, and does it sound worth it? And maybe you want to change the house color in 10 years.
What I will tell you is quality paint, really high quality paint. If paint is your house is properly scraped and it's properly primed and you get high grade quality paint, that paint job is going to last 10 years. It could last 15 years. It's all in the quality of the paint and the quality installation that someone takes the time to put in. What a fantastic question, Richard. Thank you.
All right, and we'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. 421-1000, toll-free. Give us a call. Tammy's here to talk to you. 1-877-397-5666.
Block the sun, not your view. Call Rainier Shade today. Sunscreens and awnings. Locally manufactured, deal factory direct. RainierShade.com. In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a 7-year warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because they will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle. Creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic traditional style to a clean and contemporary savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, South Center, and Tacoma. Online at BassettFurniture.com. Do you hate the glare on your flat-screen TV? Do you want to protect your flooring and upholstery from fading? Block the sun, not your view. Call Rainier Shade today. Exterior sunscreens reduce the glare and actually enhance your view. Sunscreens and awnings operate by the touch of a button. Locally manufactured, so you deal factory direct. Call Rainier Shade today for a free consultation. RainierShade.com. That's RainierShade.com.
You've waited for a lifetime for the kitchen or master bath of your dreams. You need to call Sound Kitchen and Bath and make your dream a reality. If you love the rich look of American walnut, exotic zebra wood, or gorgeous moldings, you need to call Sound Kitchen and Bath. Fabulous design and service. Sound Kitchen and Bath services the entire Puget Sound. The kitchen or master bathroom of your dreams is here. Call Sound Kitchen and Bath today. SoundKitchenAndBath.com. That's SoundKitchenAndBath.com.
Como News Time, 11:24, and AAA traffic. We do it every 10 minutes on the 4s. Judith Larson's with us.
We are not doing well with all these construction closures on 99, I-90, everywhere you can imagine. Where you do not want an accident is I-90, and boy, do we have one. Southbound 5 approaching Mercer, we now have the 3 right lanes closed. They're backing up almost to Northgate. Northbound 5 is a traffic jam from Albro all the way to north of Lake City Way. And then adding to that, north and southbound 99 closed between Western and Valley. It's closed also between Spokane and Denny, and, of course, the 99 on the Roar Bridge, we have lane closures. Judith Larson on Como News.
Partly sunny, high low 60s today. Right now, 58 degrees.
It's a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend on Como News. Inside Out with Tammy Michaels continues.
I am Tammy Michaels, and I'm taking your calls, and I am answering your design dilemmas. Let's give out those phone numbers one more time.
We're at 421-1000 locally, toll-free from anywhere, absolutely free, 1-877-397-5666.
Okay, we are going to a question from Debbie, and she wants to know about sealing her granite countertops properly. Hi, how can I help you?
Hi, Tammy. Thank you for taking my call. I'm actually calling for a girlfriend of mine who had granite countertops installed approximately a month ago. And she was telling me that, like, when she rubs a wash rag over them, it's, like, rough and bumpy. And they're not smooth like they're supposed to be. And I have granite countertops in my house, and my thought was that it wasn't sealed properly.
I think it probably wasn't polished properly.
Polished?
Yes.
Okay.
And so, when granite is pulled from our Earth's core, and then the fabricator, it goes through an innumerable processes that would bore you to tears if I told you, but
right,
it's pulled
right
out of the earth in a block, and then it's cut into slabs, and typically it's sliced into 2 cm and 3 cm slices that we call granite slabs, and then those are polished, and they go through a series of, just like you would sand a floor. So
sure,
it sounds to me as if she needs to have the surface of this professionally polished.
Okay.
And so, yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
Okay, and then what is your opinion on this Forever Seal that is out for granite countertops? Do you have an opinion on that?
Here's how I feel about it. Is there such a thing as a Forever Seal? Technically, there is. And what they're doing is they're using a different type of technology and polymers, and different from the fluorocarbons that were used before. I am going to tell you that I'm a fan, and it's not that I'm not a fan. I think that it has a place. I also want to tell you that there are products out there that are a lot less money that do a phenomenal job.
Right.
And so how do I feel about it? I feel like if it gives you comfort as a homeowner to purchase it and to put it on your countertops, and you feel as if that sealant is something you need and you really want, I have nothing negative to say about it. I'm going to tell you that there are products out there that are available for the do-it-yourselfer that are amazing. And so there's a couple of them, and let me share with you. A competitor to the companies that go out and seal stone professionally is called SenGuard. And you can actually buy it on the internet. It's not an inexpensive thing to buy. It's approximately $150.
Okay.
So it's not inexpensive. It is a remarkable sealant. I would tell you to follow all manufacturer's instructions about buying it, sealing it, and doing it. I have my stone sealed by a product that I got through Master Wholesale, which is over in Georgetown area, and it's called the Impregnator 511. I did it myself in one afternoon. It was expensive. It's $60 right at that, a gallon, $60, $70. It lasts for years. during one of our electrical power outages. My freezer thawed, and I had raspberry stain all over my beautiful slate floors. And because I'd used the Impregnator 511, yes, that's what it's called.
Yeah.
I know, there's just jokes there that write themselves.
Yeah.
And, but... 100% of the raspberry juice that had sat there for 2 days because we had no electricity, 100% came off my floor. It cost me $70. It didn't cost me hundreds of dollars. And I did it myself. So
we use that on our countertops as well.
Yeah. So am I a fan of these companies that do it? Yes. Okay. Are there products that you can use yourself? Yes.
Okay.
I think the job they do is fantastic, and so I have nothing negative to say about it. There are things you can do yourself, though, that are remarkable sealants.
All right. Very good. Now we know.
Now you know.
The Impregnator 511.
Yes,
right?
Which is not the same thing as a permanent seal. You have to do it every few years.
A little
years.
Different.
It's a little different. SynGuard is something that is a competitor of the Forever Seals.
We will continue.
Como News 1000, FM 97.7, and comonews.com. The Northwest's breaking news, traffic, and weather.
It's 11:30.
Protesters in Indianapolis calling a newly signed religious objections law sanctioned discrimination against gays and others. 19 states have enacted versions of the law allowing businesses to turn away some customers based on the owner's religious beliefs. Sarah Preston with the American Civil Liberties Union says it's a slippery slope.
People could ignore non-discrimination laws. They could ignore other laws that they don't want to abide by just by saying that they have a religious belief.
German prosecutors say Andreas Lubitz, the co-pilot of the German Wings jet that crashed in the French Alps Tuesday, hid evidence of physical and mental illness from his employers. New York Times also says Lubitz had sought treatment for vision problems. Emergency workers continue searching for at least two people missing after an apparent gas line explosion leveled through two New York City apartment buildings on Thursday, injuring 22. Joan Bennett, ABC News.
Stay connected. Stay informed. This is Como News.
Como News Time, 11:31 right now in Seattle, 56 degrees and mostly cloudy skies. I'm Taylor Van Sice. Now our top stories from the Como 24/7 News Center. An early morning shooting kills two people in Bremerton. Kitsap County Sheriff's deputies checking on 911 calls about gunshots at a mobile home park found a 29-year-old woman and a 2-year-old boy with gunshot wounds around 2 a.m. Sergeant Ken Dickinson says the woman was dead, the boy taken to a local hospital, but later died.
We're working on leads and trying to run down as many as we can. We don't know how many suspects or who the suspect is at this point. Again, we've got many detectives that have canvassed the area. We do feel pretty confident that the suspect is no longer in the mobile home park. We think that they've left the area, whoever they are.
One man found in another home was rushed to Harborview Medical Center in Seattle with life-threatening injuries. We don't know his condition yet. Three homes have been evacuated and at least one damaged by a landslide in Des Moines. South King Fire Lieutenant Jeff Bellinghausen says no injuries were reported after the Friday afternoon slide north of Saltwater State Park. The site along a bluff overlooks Puget Sound. He says a back deck slid down a hill and trees and dirt fell to the beach below. Officials say they're monitoring the area this weekend and more evacuations are possible. State lawmakers are considering making home grows of marijuana legal, similar to home brewing. Currently, adults can possess up to 1 ounce but can't grow it themselves without a medical need or license. The proposed law would let adults grow 6 plants at one time. Some state representatives and senators, though, say that they're worried home grows could invite illegal sales of marijuana. House Democrats released a 2-year budget plan that proposes a capital gains tax as part of a $1.4 billion new spending strategy, which included court-mandated money for the state's basic education system. Under the plan, the new 5% capital gains tax on the sale of stocks, bonds, and other assets wouldn't kick in until next year. Here's Democratic Representative Reuven Carlisle.
This is a modest excise tax on investment income for the wealthiest individuals in the state of Washington.
Carlisle says $400 million raised by the tax would go to K-12 education. Any additional money, some estimated $170 million, would go to higher education. And the search is still on for a man suspected in the murder of his nephew, a 68-year-old named Robert Studer, considered to be armed and dangerous. Sheriff's deputies say he shot and killed his nephew at a business in SeaTac Thursday. They believe he's driving a 2015 Chevy passenger van with Arizona plates that say NFL Hawk. Como News Time, 11:34.
In Como, AAA traffic, do it every 10 minutes on the 4th. Judith Larson, things aren't the way we want them to be, are they?
I'll tell you, think twice before you go either direction, especially south in I-5 through Seattle. We have a bad accident. This is southbound 5 approaching Mercer. It's blocking the three right lanes. We're backing up rapidly. We're barely moving at all. Northbound 5 from before you get to Albro all the way up to north of the 520 bridge, you're slammed there. And now traffic because of that backup heading westbound on 520 from before you get to Midspan, barely moving, having a struggle heading to I-5 area. And then we got all those closures. Alaskan Way Viaduct is closed. Battery Street Tunnel is closed. This is for construction. And we've got all kinds of lane closures on Aurora. So don't say I didn't warn you. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Today, partly sunny, highs low 60s. Right now, we're already at 58 degrees.
Now, back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels on Como News.
So, our prior caller, let's give out our phone numbers.
Yeah, right. We're at 421-1000, toll-free. It's 1-877-397-5666. That's 1-877-397-KOMO.
Yes. Okay, so I want to talk a little bit more about sealants for granite and for stone. Here's the way I look at it, because there are some fantastic companies out there right now that offer solutions for sealing stone. I'm a fan. I don't in any way, shape, or form want to come across that I'm not. I am. You are going to have a professional come in and examine your stone and look at your conditions and offer you a proper application, mm-hmm. and they're going to offer you a product and a service that you're not going to have to do yourself, and you're not going to have to worry if it fails. And people pay thousands of dollars for gorgeous, exquisite, natural stones. And so I don't want to lend an impression that I'm not a fan of the companies that go out and professionally seal those stones that someone has paid oftentimes tens of thousands of dollars for some specific types of stones. My job when I'm asked a question on the air with regard to sealants or is to try to give a big picture. And so if there's something you can do yourself or you can buy, albeit perhaps it might be a lesser quality, you might have to reapply it. Perhaps you don't have a lifetime warranty guarantee, and that's really truly what you sought from a manufacturer. You're not going to get that if you go do it yourself. And so it's kind of like saying, do I think you should design your own kitchen? No. Sometimes yes.
But you can.
But you can.
Yeah.
And if you want to call me right now, I'm in the business of designing kitchens, and you want to ask me questions about designing your own kitchen yourself, I'll answer your questions about how you can design your kitchen yourself and where you can get materials and where you can order materials online and you can do things. Do I think your kitchen would turn out as well if you hired me versus you did it yourself? Well, maybe not. And there's also the difference between the do it for me-ers and the do it yourselfers. And sometimes there's a economic question that people ask. So if you're asking me a do it yourself solution, I can offer you one. Is it going to offer you the same customer satisfaction, warranty, guarantee that a product or a program can? Probably not. So I don't want anyone to think that I am saying that these companies are now sealing stone. I think they do a remarkable service. I've had clients call me. I've had people call me that have installed countertops years later, and they have red wine stains, grease stains. The saddest one I think I ever heard of was somebody threw a really big party, and when they were cleaning up, took a piece of salmon sushi and laid it on top of the granite, and the oil from, and just cleaning up, you know, like late at night, they had a party, salmon sushi, little piece of it left on top of the granite, right where everybody would see it, and it, the oil sunk in and stained the countertop.
Oh, wow.
And the question was, will it come out? Well, maybe, maybe not. I mean, eventually it'll soak in and be less apparent. There are poultices you can put on it, and there are cleaners that you can really go after it. So we might be able to offer you some resolution, and we might not. If someone had spent the money and sealed it by a company that would stand behind it with a warranty. So I guess I'm saying good things, about these companies that provide this service. I just want to make sure that everyone understands there's options. There's always an option to do it yourself. There's always an option to buy something online. There's always a way that a professional might know specifically how to do it better. And I'm in favor of the professionals that do that. I want to be clear. I'm supportive of the industry.
Yeah.
Let's give out the phone numbers.
It is 421-1000, toll-free. It's simple, 1-877-397-5666.
Let's go to Gloria in Kent. She has a question with regard to taking out a tile floor. Hi, Gloria. How can I help you?
Hey, Tammy. This is Gloria, of course. I have a question because I did put in some 12x24 porcelain tile floors in my kitchen.
Yes.
And they had kind of a dull finish. And as I was washing them, I thought, man, wouldn't this be cool if there was something I can put on my floor to make it a little more shiny?
Yes.
But every time I go to my local hardware store, my big box one, I look at the back of the can and it says for, you know, like natural stone, but it doesn't say anything for tile that's porcelain.
Well, you're asking a very good question. And so then I am going to send you to a company that they assist all kinds of tile installers, and they're called Master Wholesale. And yes, and I'm even going to, I rarely do this, but I'm going to do it now. I'm going to give you their address. They're on Front Street, and they're over by the Seattle Design Center. Okay, and it's called Master Wholesale. They sell all the tiles, equipment for tile and stone, and you can actually rent saws there. You can buy diamond saw blades, all the things that pros use. They also sell all the sealants that the professionals use. And so, you know, not all of them, but most of them. And Master Wholesale has many products. And what I would recommend is if you actually have an extra one of these tiles handy, take it with you. Ask for Blake. He's the owner. He's there most days. And tell him I sent you in there. And he will, for your specific tile, explain to you a product that could seal it and also offer you a little bit of a shine. And he offers both sealants and products that make dull tiles and dull stones shiny. But it depends on the specific nature of your tile. And I'm not looking at it, and I wouldn't dare guess. But the folks who work at Master Wholesale will know. There
great.
You go.
So Master Wholesale, Blake, and it's off Front Street.
Yes, and if he's not there, their whole staff they're remarkable people. I just love them.
Good advice.
Yeah.
Good tip
yeah,
there.
You can get that. You know, there was a product, it was called Mop and Glow a number of years ago, and it was kind of like this instant floor wax that you could put on your floors. And they have products like that now. And yeah, you'll have to touch them up every couple years, but you can have an option to have a natural dull finish or a shiny finish. So, you know, they're really good people over there. I like them. Let's go to Teresa.
Oh, we need to take a quick break.
Okay.
Then we'll go to Teresa. Hang in there, Teresa. We'll
Teresa,
be right
you're
back.
Next.
Picture this. The Sound Kitchen and Bath computerized rendering tools.
Personalize your home. Look at some different styles ahead of time so you'll know just what you're getting and how nice it will look.
Picture perfect. Soundkitchenandbath.com.
What is that faucet that Tammy's in love with? Brizo. B-R-I-Z-O. Why am I in love with it? Well, first of all, when it comes to engineering, you want your faucets to function. When you have a touch faucet, because you have chicken hands, you want a faucet that's set at the exact temperature you want it. You don't want to have to go under the sink to reset the temperature. With Brizo, B-R-I-Z-O, you don't. When you're in a shower, you don't want your shower to be cold because you're saving water. Everybody wants to save the planet and water. You want a luxurious shower. Brizo has the technology so your shower stays warmer and you're going to love it. Bigger drops of water. Brizo, B-R-I-Z-O, and they are available at Ferguson, especially in Bellevue. Buy your metal roofing materials direct from Metal Roof Specialties, the Northwest premier source for metal roofing, metal siding, and custom metal fabrications. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. For homeowners and builders alike, you will love the selection and service, and they won't be undersold. Ask about installed pricing with preferred installers. Buy direct at Metal Roof Specialties and save. Check them out at ilovemetalroofs.com. That's ilovemetalroofs.com.
AAA traffic, do it every 10 minutes on the fours. Whoa, boy, Judith Larson.
Oh, it's terrible. Okay, let me, if you're headed from the north end into Seattle on I-5, get off before you get to Northgate. This is why. We got a crash there. Southbound 5, it's well north of Mercer. It's blocking three right lanes. Traffic is hardly moving, if at all, from Northgate, so head on over that way. We're also jammed up in the northbound direction of Seattle from Albro to the 520 Bridge. All this is bunching up traffic heading on the 520 Bridge westbound, barely moving from midspan to I-5, plus westbound 990. The main line is closed between Bellevue Way and Rainier, and we're bunched up on the other side approaching that closure. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
All right, Tammy, you might as well just stay here. That's what it sounds like to me. You know, stay with the Real Money Show and, you know, talking real money.
You know, I have to tell you that when I talk about why our station is so successful, if you're stuck in traffic, where are you going to go? I mean, we're like Ghostbusters. Who are you going to call? That's right. You have to go to Como to figure out. You not only not want to know. You know you're stuck in traffic, but you want to know why, and you want to know what the alternative routes are. I live by it. So, you know what's funny? I'm driving home in my car from work the other day, and Como's on my car, and I'm realizing I'm a fan of my own station.
That's good.
It is good. It is good. I was listening to John Carlson the other day, and I thought, I am an honest-to-goodness fan.
I do the same thing. I'm tuned in all the time.
I'm tuned in all the time.
Yep.
I love where I work. Oh, let's go to Teresa.
All right, 421-1000, toll-free 1-877-397-5666. Teresa, you're on.
Hi, Tammy. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. How can I help you?
Well, I went down to Pentall Granite, and I bought beautiful granite slabs, had them installed. And they're fabulous. It's called Yellow River, if you're familiar with it.
I am.
A lot of light and color. And the backsplash, I wanted to be kind of subdued, so I got 3x5 white glass tiles. Because I didn't want you to walk into my kitchen and go, whoa, backsplash. So I ordered it from a local tile company here, picked up the box, brought them home so that they would be here for the contractor to install. And I was very excited to see how they looked, so I just taped them up there. And they picked up kind of a slight tint of kind of a seafoam green. And I thought, oh, no, I don't want that. So I go back to the tile company and I said, these are kind of looking seafoamy green. I just want them to be a nice glass white. And they suggested when the tiles were installed, as long as the contractor used the white grout, etc., but it would be fine. So, you know, contractor arrives, I go to work, I come home, it's installed, and it still has that tint of seafoam green. So I go back to the tile company, what can I do? And they said, you could try to put in a beige grout to kind of change the color of it. And so they sent me home with some grout. Sat down with the contractor.
I'm just sitting here fuming. I am just sitting here absolutely incensed.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Well, the contractor says, we can do it. And he says, I don't think you're going to like it. It's not going to change the color of the tile. And he took a piece of newspaper from my coffee table, and he went outside on the back deck, and he said, look at this newspaper. And the glass change the color of the paper.
Right.
He said it's just the characteristic of the glass tiles. They will always have that kind of... So here I am. Do I learn to love it? Do I rip it all out? And he says, well, we can rip it out, replace the backer board, and start over. And I said, let me think about it, because I'm not sure I want to go through all of that. And so is there any idea you have that you think...
I have some ideas, but they're all Band-Aids. And so, you know... Teresa, first of all, you just sound like such a lovely person.
Oh,
you really do. Just kind and engaging and looking at... Remodeling is never an exact science. Would that I had all clients who tried to make things in an imperfect environment come up with a solution. Some people just get so mad and they won't listen to any options and understand that as a designer, I'm really on their side, 100% on their side. I want them to be happy. But the reason why I'm angry is because you called the ball on this. Shame on your tile guy and shame on the store for saying, when you see it installed, you're going to feel differently. They should have taken it back because you questioned it.
Right.
And so shame on them. And I would really say that. And so what I would tell you is, here's my Band-Aids. I have a couple of Band-Aids. First of all, I'm going to send you to my favorite individual who I love, 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 love. But you have to make an appointment. I'm going to send you to Art. I'm sorry. I'm going to send you to Bud. Art is my manufacturer's rep. I'm going to send you to Bud at Ferguson. But please make an appointment. You can't just bum rush Bud. He's always booked. He's always busy. And tell him that we spoke on the radio. I want anyone who wants to go see Bud, make an appointment. And then take photos. And what I'm going to share with you is he's a lighting genius. And so... there could be under cabinet lighting with various LED or options that he could have access to that could dynamically change the way that this looks. He could make it look warmer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. Yes.
Okay. So it's a possibility. I'm not making you any promises because, you know, this is bad. So the other thing is, I do agree that by adding a more warm color, but I just have a feeling that it's sort of like when you see I've seen these ladies standing at the bus stop and they have on bright red rosy cheek rouge on their cheeks and it just stands out and you think it's all wrong for your face. I'm seeing the rouge. I'm not seeing you.
Yeah.
You've done this beautiful kitchen. It's an exquisite stone and it's a wrong color glass. And so unfortunately your experience, I'd like our listeners, follow your gut. People always say, I'm not good at this. I'm not good at this. You're better than at this, and you give yourself credit. And you knew in your heart and soul. What I'm going to tell you to do is they owe you a screaming deal if you go to replace that tile. And I'm not kidding.
Yeah.
They owe you a screaming deal on replacing that tile. And shame on the guy who installed it, who said, oh, wait till it's installed. He owes you a screaming deal on replacing it. And that's what I would say is, I'm going to try these things, put in a couple of light bulbs, see if it works. And if it does, great. And you're happy, great. But if not, you've spent all this money. And I think everybody, in fairness to you, owes you that opportunity. I will tell you, here recently, I had one of these things happen with a cabinet door that we ordered. There's a regular size rail that we order for our customers. It's a shaker style. It could be 2 1/4, 2 3/4. This client ordered 3-inch rails. The cabinet doors came in, and to be honest, our order wasn't written clearly. I read the order. Shame on the designer who wrote the order. And, you know, shame on everyone. But we replaced all the doors. Oh. We just did.
Yeah.
I said, it's our bad. I know you, customer, wanted 3-inch. You described it to me. I understood it. And it was a $900 mistake that I ate. And I owned it. I just didn't try to make somebody live with it. People make mistakes. Designers make mistakes. I make mistakes. But I'm willing to find ways to just come up with a compromise. It happens. We're human beings. But I'm going to say, shame on these people.
In the long run, I would use a designer. the amount of time.
See, I know. Thank you.
There you go.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you for saying kind words about those who work in my industry. And I would agree with you because these are the things that we try to point out.
All right.
Sadly, boy. What a lovely lady that tried to find a solution. You know,
and she called before they did all this.
I know.
She says, this doesn't look right.
And the people who got the 3-inch doors, they were mad at me. And I'm like, look, sometimes people make mistakes.
Yeah.
I'm very sorry. We're going to make it right. And we did. So, you know,
and everybody's happy.
Everybody should be happy. So I love that this lady's attitude. Please have that attitude as you remodel. People are human beings, you know.
Yeah.
And most of us in the my competitors, we all try to find solutions you're going to be happy with. We really want you happy.
Okay. Como News Time is 11:54. You know what that means? It's time for AAA traffic every 10 minutes on the force. And I got a feeling it's busy and messed up out there. Judith?
But it's getting a little teeny bit better.
Oh, good.
That crash, South 5, well north of Mercer. It's actually between Roanoke and Mercer. In the 3 right lanes, they're working on clearing it to the shoulder. We're still stacked up to Northgate. And we have a traffic jam heading north on I-5 from Albro up to the 520 bridge. But it's getting worse in that direction because now we have disabled block in the center lane. They're approaching I-90. So what a mess we have. This by Wendy's. Bring the kids and stop by Wendy's for a kid's meal now. Just $1.99 after 4 p.m. for a limited time and only at Wendy's. I'm Judith Larson on Como News.
Partly sunny. Highs in the low 60s. Right now, 58.
Metal Roof Specialties. The premier source for metal roofing and siding. Low prices and great selection. ILoveMetalRoofs.com. That's ILoveMetalRoofs.com.
A message from Key Compounding Pharmacy.
I'm not a doctor. I'm not a pharmacist. I'm a patient, and the truth is that I need to be able to take my medication easily and get back to my life. Doctor, you know medicine. Pharmacist, you know medication. So please get together and come up with something I can take and tolerate.
Visit Key Compounding Pharmacy at 530 South 336th Street, Federal Way. Online at keycompounding.com. Call 206-878-3900. That's 878-3900.
Luxury should do more than just look good. Brizo Kitchen and Bath offers a beautiful range of fashion-forward products that will delight your eyes and refresh your conscience. Using H2O Kinetic and hands-free technology that control volume and velocity to create the ultimate functionality blended with focused conservation. Brizo, gorgeous kitchen, bath, and shower systems. Available at Ferguson Showrooms.
Shop Ferguson!
In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a 7-year warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because they will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle. Creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic traditional style to a clean and contemporary savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, South Center, and Tacoma. Online at BassettFurniture.com.
Como News Inside Out is back on a Northwest Lifestyle Weekend. Here's Tammy Michaels.
I am Tammy Michaels, and one of the things that I love about my job is that it's so creative. And coming in here each and every Saturday and talking to you about home improvement from an interior designer's perspective is just such a gift. So can I share a good thing that happened this last week?
Yeah.
First of all, I love my job. So every day is a good day. I wake up and I love going to work. I love talking to my clients. I love the projects we work on. Yes, I am that nauseatingly positive. I am. But a really good thing happened, which is I got a call this last week from a guy that I just known. I've known him since he barely got out of the military. His name's Tim Levitt. And he's gone on ex-Army Ranger. I mean, everything anybody should and could be as a soldier. When he served our country, he did with great valor and dedication. And he's gone on now to be a dean of a program at Green River Community College.
Oh, good.
And he sent me an email and he said, I have a veteran who wants to work in the in the carpentry field, custom carpentry. Mm-hmm. And so he came out and he spent, I won't say his name because I don't have his permission to say his name, but he came out and spent a day with me. And as a team, we were able to get him an apprenticeship this last week.
Oh, great.
And, you know, it just felt really good.
Yeah.
And so, you know,
he's got a job.
He does. And so, you know, the work that I'm able to do because of this program on behalf of veterans, the USO Northwest, and with other veteran organizations, I just consider it such a privilege. So when I sit here and I take your calls about home improvement, I want to say thank you to you and to the sponsors that, you know, allow me to have this time, because we're able to do some greater good on behalf of those animals. I love animals and those who have served our great nation. So anyway, thank you, Green River Community College, for providing a program.
Excellent.
And it was fun to be a part of it. Make all those design decisions with your kids, your pets, people you love in mind. Thanks for joining me.
KOMO Seattle, KOMO FM Oakville. Continuing coverage of the top news, traffic, and weather on KOMO News 1000, FM 97.7, and KOMONews.com.